Okay.
We're two lobbyists we're trying to use on that PL566.
Oh, well, we're just talking about that.
Okay, so we're on the recorder.
Okay. We're ready for you to start.
Okay. Oh, we'd like to officially bring this meeting to a start. For the Duchesne County Special Service District number 3, we have all the board members are in attendance, as well as Connie is there to take our minutes and everything. So at this time, has everybody had a chance to read the minutes from the last board meeting?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Has any changes, any discussions, anything else we need to do?
Well,
I move that we approve the minutes.
I second that.
I have a motion and I have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 That was not unanimous. That's easy, right?
Yeah.
March 24th is done and out of the way, right?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Training incentives. Has everybody had a chance to look at the training incentives?
Yes.
I have, and I would make a motion that we approve the incentives for Altamont, Duchesne, Mighton, and Roosevelt City.
I will second that motion.
So I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on the training incentives? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Hey, guys, we're moving along. Connie won't have reason to take minutes if we don't do this. Okay, bills.
Sorry, there's the training incentives on the top.
Okay, the bills we've got. Let's see.
Okay, we need to initial each one of these, right?
Connie.
Just the top one of each paperclip.
Right. Yep, Strata and Connie is all we've got, right?
One. Yes.
Including this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I would make a motion that we pay those two bills then.
I will second that motion.
Ron, on this one, with your first and the second, we're going to try prepaying like we used to.
Well, I was wondering because I see the bill. The phone bill was $39, and then the check's out written out for $79. Well, I'm just assuming that's what happened.
That's because we're running about a week to 10 days late, and I don't want them to say something. So this one time, we'll just pay, and then
we'll be ahead.
Be a month ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's fine. So okay. I would make a motion for those two.
Motion?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a motion and I have a second on that, right, Fred?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
It is unanimous. Okay. Next item on the agenda. I got to flip pages. I got to flip phone, not the pages. Okay, business. So
okay.
What do we have to come for business, Connie?
So we received an invite from UB Tech for the Dignitary Dinner on Thursday, May 8th at 4 p.m. I'm not seeing that you have to RSVP or anything, but anyway, we have that.
And that's on what day?
Thursday, May 8th, so it's in a week from this Thursday.
Oh, that's
graduation,
yeah.
And it's at the UNA Conference Center at 4, and it's the dinner.
Okay.
And then we received from Strata just a survey to do online, but I don't even have Strata service at all, like whatsoever. So I don't feel like I should do the survey because I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything.
Do we have to do it?
No, I think it's just a...
How are we doing, huh?
Yeah.
Unless we've got some complaints from the board, I wouldn't say even have to mess with it.
No.
Okay, and then the one last business, Josh Phillips, Emergency Management, was wondering if he could maybe use some more Title III funds to upgrade the fire extinguisher simulator training. Ron can probably explain that better because, I mean, I've done the training and know what it is.
Yeah, it's a laser training technology, so he goes to the schools and lets them see how a fire extinguisher works with a laser and is simulated in that. We've had it for 8 or 9, maybe even 10 years, and I think
probably
it's wore out. So I think that's what he's asking for, is can we replace it?
As long as it's legal,
yeah.
I got no problem with it.
Yeah, we can replace old equipment.
And we got the money.
Yeah, I can't remember how much. There's not that much.
I don't know how much it is, and he didn't. He just said that one day, and I said, well, when we have our meeting, I'll say something.
Watch out. Bring us a
Are we okay to just do a blank amount, or do we need to almost have him tell us a little bit of an amount so that we're not shell-shocked or we're okay? Fred, that would be the only thing, Fred, that somebody would bring back up.
A request.
Yeah. Either way, I'm good with helping him buy that or shell shock. I don't know what it'd be.
I was just in agreement with you.
Yeah.
Just have him give us a sheet with what he proposes, and then we can approve it, and then he's got a physical approval right out of the meeting, and go do it.
I imagine, if Shelley could get us that amount, and we could review it next month, but he could order it, and it'll be approved to pay.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are okay.
Yep. I'm okay with it. Okay.
So, do you need to have a motion to tell him to get that, or just tell him to get it, and then we'll do a motion next month and pay for it? I don't know.
I'm trying to think that it was only like $2,500, something like that. It's not.
She's asking, though, do we have to
do
have a
we
motion?
Do we need the motion to
ask them
tell
to give
him
us
to
an
get,
invoice?
Get a couple bids, or just tell him to get it, and then we'll motion it and approve it next time?
I think he'll just get us the amount of what it's going to be, because there's not that many companies that actually do that.
No.
Okay.
You're correct. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Just put it on the agenda for next time, Connie.
Okay.
Make sure that it's an agenda item, because that's probably more than anything they'll look at the way we approved it, but they'll look at it as if it was an agenda item for very much money. That's the only thing they'll pull off. And as long as it's an agenda item, don't ever say anything. Okay.
Okay. Oh, here's the bank accounts too.
Yep.
All right.
So has everybody had a chance to look at the bank accounts?
I'm trying
to
look them up
right now. No, yes. I just barely. Well, I did send them.
We're looking very good in there, and I did talk with Commissioner Miles here during the month, and he was saying that it looked like that they might be appropriating a little more money to our district. If things continue like they are, that. We won't be set at the 50,000, but
go back to the
other, something like maybe. That. Yeah, it looks like things are turning around. So
that's a good thing to hear, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, just don't tell UV Tech yet, because until it actually happens, we don't need them compounding on the door for every month trying to get a scholarship amount back.
Agreed.
I think we need to get a little cushion there before we can say that again.
Agreed. I think that's wise. Agreed. Otherwise, Fred's going to have to answer a lot of things so that we don't have to do that, huh, Fred?
I'll just do one of these.
He's pointing to you, Clyde.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice. Okay. Anything else on that?
Nope.
Okay. Any other business that we haven't thought of?
Just our next meeting is going to be on Tuesday, because Monday is Memorial Day.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that on that sheet you put out originally?
Mm-hmm.
So I will give you everything, and then I'll probably send you an extra reminder so that you.
Yeah.
You think I'll come over here on Memorial Day?
Well, hopefully not, but you never know.
I would, but. Actually, I probably would. Sandy drags me all over the world on Memorial Day, so.
Yeah.
She does?
Huh. She's got family far and wide.
Oh, well, you'll be doing stuff anyway. You'll be busy.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Send us a reminder, Connie.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Okay. A reminder is always good.
Yeah. I think it's... I've almost got it on my calendar.
Golden. for me.
It is. It is on the calendar now.
I got it on my phone. I got it on my calendar wall, and I'll steal.
What?
No, I'm just saying, Connie's emails have been great. That's primes me perfect. I print that stuff off Sunday night and I lay it right there in front of my desk where I sit on my computer. And I look at it all day long so I don't forget.
I run late most of the day, Connie, because I started my day with... I started my day with a new employee, so I got behind.
Yay.
And when I went to meet with the two lobbyists, I could not get done. Ron probably knows. Do you know Bill Simmons, Ron?
Bill Simmons?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar, but
let's hurry and adjourn our meeting.
Okay. Yep. Okay. any other business?
Nope. I think that's it.
Seeing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion we adjourn.
I'll second that.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, Clyde.
You're welcome. Thank you. So, yeah. And we also use Alan Freemeyer. You know Alan, though, don't you?
Oh, yes. I know Alan well.